Hi, this is Alan Carrington again, and I'm at the Yoga Conference in Adelaide, and I'm with three lecturers or teachers from Tabor College. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves quickly and tell us, one of them to tell us exactly what Tabor is and then what they were doing with feedback forms.
Hi, I'm Dr. Juhani Tuovinen. I'm the Dean of Education and Arts, and what we're doing is we're looking at the feedback that we're providing in our online education.
Right, and you're?
My name is Bing. I'm part of the project or this team to evaluate the online course offered at Tabor. And I look at the feedback. There are three categories. The first category is feedback to enhance learning, and the second one is things to avoid when giving feedback, and the third one is the timing of feedback. And this is the initial phase of what we are doing.
Sounds very interesting.
We have a lot of, yes, interesting outcome. And some of the lecturers get quite a lot of feedback and others not.
Okay, thank you. And I'll come back to that.
I'm Frank Tuck. I'm a lecturer in intercultural studies at Tabor College. We've been involved in doing good, close person-to-person relationships with students in the college with small groups.
Yep.
But when it comes to distant education, it's difficult to maintain that relationship. So we emphasise the formative feedback in order to get good outcomes, learning outcomes for students.
Yeah. Tell me, what does Tabor do? What's the specialty?
Tabor is a fantastic college in Australia, which is a Christian-based college,
right,
where everything that is done in the six areas of disciplines that we teach are done on the basis of lived Christianity.
That subject, which is very much a hard subject, would put some real challenges into the sense of community online. How do you see assessment and feedback promoting community?
That's a challenge for us, but I find that with online learning, it's much easier to get regular feedback with students. I've never had that with the other external methods we've used in the past. And so I'm confident that that's a far greater improvement on the old system that we used to use.
But that's very interesting. Yeah.
But nevertheless, online learning is a community, online community is not the same as a face-to-face one.
Is it as valid as face-to-face community, particularly in the area of Christian teaching?
That is a difficult. I think it's the second best, really, because with the face-to-face, you get immediate feedback. You get all of the body language that comes with that, which you don't get online.
Can I add to that what's really important about this is that there are many people who cannot get face-to-face Christian or higher education.
Or any higher education. Yeah.
Exactly. And so therefore, here we are providing a unique service for people who may be out in Broken Hill or out in the middle of Nullarbor or somewhere like that, and yet they are getting the same quality education, they're getting and same kind of provision and the same qualification that they would if they came to a location.
I've got to ask you, the output for any education is life change. And do you guys see changed lives as a result of online education at Table?
Absolutely, because for a number of areas, we can say that we've got individual stories we can tell, but we've also got the evidence of, for example, graduate surveys from the last 2 years, where we have the satisfaction of our students is higher than all the other courses in Australia.
Wonderful. Tell me, how are you improving your feedback?
I think we're working on improving our feedback by, particularly with online learning, with automated feedback. We're able to put energy and effort into that rather than the delayed feedback that comes through other external studies methods. So I think that, and also with the online, we're able to provide hints for students to continue working on their projects to develop that. So I think that's a really positive outcome. It motivates them to work further on what they're doing.
Has it been hard work? And I've got to be really quickly. Real quick, we've got to wrap up. Has it been a hard project?
This is just an initial state of the project, and I think that we have a lot of work to be done.
I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time.